The Democratization of Technology.
Deputy U.S. Treasury Secretary Larry Summers likes to tell the story that in 1988 he was working on Michael Dukakis's presidential campaign and was sent one day to Chicago to give a talk on behalf of Dukakis. While in Chicago, Larry was assigned a car by the Dukakis campaign staff that had, are you sitting down? It had a phone in it. This is how Larry Summers remembers it. I thought it was sufficiently neat to have a cell phone in my car in 1988 that I used it to call my wife to tell her I was in a car with a phone. Well, 9 years later, in 1997, Larry Summers, then Deputy U.S. Treasury Secretary, was visiting the Ivory Coast in West Africa. As part of his official visit, he had to inaugurate an American-funded health project in a village upriver from the capital, Abidjan. The village, which was opening its first potable water well, could only be reached by dugout canoe. Summers, the big cheese from America, was made an honorary African chief by the villagers and decked out in African robes. But what he remembered most vividly was that on his way back from the village, as he stepped into the dugout canoe to go back downriver, an Ivory Coast official handed him a cell phone and said, "Washington has a question for you." In 9 years, Larry Summers went from thinking it was really neat to have a phone in his car in Chicago to expecting to have a phone in his dugout canoe in Abidjan. Larry Summers' phone adventures were made possible thanks to the first and most important change that was nurtured during the Cold War, the change in how we communicate with one another. I call this change the democratization of technology, and it is what is enabling more and more people with more and more home computers, modems, cellular phones, cable systems, and internet connections to reach farther and farther into more and more countries, faster and faster, deeper and deeper, cheaper and cheaper than ever before in history. The democratization of technology is the result of several innovations that came together in the 1980s, pulling together computerization with telecommunications, with miniaturization, with compression technology. All these innovations have reinforced and been reinforced by the revolution in digitization. Digitization is the wizardry by which we turn voices, sounds, movies, television signals, music, colors, pictures, words, documents, numbers, computing language, and any other form of data you can think of into computer bits and then transfer them by telephone lines, satellites, and fiber optic cables around the world. Computer bits are the basic molecules of computing and are nothing more than different combinations of ones and zeros. Digitization involves reducing any sound, picture, number, or letters into a different code of ones and zeros, and then transmitting them through telecommunications to another point where those ones and zeros are decoded for the receiver and reconstituted into something very close to the original. Nicholas Negroponte, author of the book Being Digital, has a vivid way of describing digitization. In his words, it is as if we suddenly have been able to make freeze-dried cappuccino, which is so good that by adding water, it comes back to us as rich and aromatic as any freshly brewed in an Italian cafe. And as Negroponte also points out, we can now freeze-dry more things by turning them from atoms to bits, from sights and sounds to ones and zeros, and then send them more places more cheaply than ever before. So when I say that the innovations in computerization, miniaturization, telecommunication, and digitization have democratized technology, what I mean is that they have made it possible for hundreds of millions of people around the world to get connected and exchange information, news, knowledge, money, family photos, financial trades, music, or television shows in ways and to a degree like you've never seen. Former NBC News President Lawrence Grossman neatly sums up this democratization of technology. He puts it this way: printing made us all readers. Xeroxing made us all publishers. Television made us all viewers. And digitization makes us all broadcasters.